This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, we answer the question, how can I feel good now and still create the changes I desire? Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. This journey isn't about food plans and calorie counts. It is about learning to love and care for you from the inside out, so that it becomes natural and easy for you to be slim and healthy. Join me. As a former compulsive overeater, I've been where you've been, and I'm here to help you create exactly what you want. Now, as we get going, go ahead and get going down inside of you. Because, of course, if you want to make changes on the outside, you'll need to start on the inside. You'll need to start changing the way you feel and think about you, because that's the only way, as far as I'm concerned, that really works to create change for a lifetime, to create ease and joy. Because so many of you come from a place of struggle, from a place of discouragement, from a place of not believing that it's possible for you. And I'm here to tell you, to get the message out, that of course it's possible for you. Duh. Yes, it is. So, the way you'll start, of course, the way we always start, is by taking those few moments to become connected, to become aware, to become present with our own inner experience. Just paying attention, dropping our awareness inside. You could imagine what it would be like if you could bring your awareness down deeper and deeper within you to the extent that's available to you right now. Go ahead and relax whatever level of relaxation fits you in this moment. Open to it as you descend down, down. Imagine, for example, that your consciousness could be centered in your belly, in your gut. I understand that there's a whole neural network centered in your gut area, like a mini brain down there. And so perhaps your consciousness could inhabit that brain for a few moments, that source of awareness and intelligence. There's another neural network in your heart space, another mini brain, if you will, maybe a more important brain in some ways, your heart wisdom, your gut instinct, allowing your awareness to notice these two centers within you at the same time. Unless, of course, you're driving a car, in which case I would like you to stay very, very conscious and awake and alert. But if you are in a place where you can relax, go ahead and do that now. Bringing your awareness, what if you could have your awareness in your brain, in your heart, and in your gut at the same time? Now there is a connected person, the gut instinct, the source of intuition, the heart space open, the source of compassion, love, and wisdom and guidance, together with the analytical mind, centered more in the brain area. Now that would be quite the combination. So, as you continue listening to this episode, allow your awareness to expand and expand beyond the boundaries of the brain to the heart, to the gut, and perhaps even beyond the boundaries of your own body. I wonder what that would be like. Expanding your awareness, your consciousness, beyond your physical body. And now, if you could expand it so far to connect with other listeners of this podcast across space and time, simply to send them your love, encouragement, and support, your well wishes. They say that when two or more people share the same intention, the probability of it manifesting increases dramatically, geometrically. And of course, the more people, when you get a whole group or a community, the power, the impact of a shared intention becomes enormous. It could almost be enough to change the world, as a matter of fact. So perhaps you'll join me in wishing for the highest good of all of those listeners, all of you listeners, and with a clear desire and intention for them to receive their heart's desire, whatever it is that you, that they have decided that they want to manifest. Perhaps it's a slimmer, fitter, sexier, richer body and life. Because if you could imagine right now what it would in fact be like to end the weight struggle, to eradicate it across the planet, if you've ever heard me say that, it would mean a whole heck of a lot of peace and freedom and happy people frolicking around. Oh my God, it'd be better than a Smurfs convention, if you know what the Smurfs are. Anyway, so just offering that to you. We have important business, of course, to discuss today, because last episode we were talking about motivation to change and what's the right motivation cocktail, a cocktail of towards motivation, being clear about what you want to create, where you're going, and also away from motivation, what you want to move away from. Really, in a way, it's taking the point of where you are now and where you want to be, and setting an intention, charting a path, creating a momentum and a movement to go from here to there. Now, the little wrinkle that occurs for some of us, those of us who have been brought up on a steady diet of self-punishment and criticism and all of that general grumpiness that we direct at ourselves, that is a standard motivation technique for a whole lot of us. I don't know about you, but for me, I was really good at it. Still catch myself from time to time giving myself the old beat up, because I guess we learn it. We learn it from our environment. We learn it from get tough programs, unacceptable, must change now. And we do this because we think, we hope that it will motivate us to change. If we say it's unacceptable, then we will get our butts in gear and change, right? Well, how's it been working out for you? If you, in fact, are practiced at the art of self-criticism, beating yourself up, of being really mean, downright nasty to yourself, how's it been working out for you? Have you attained the long-term results that you desire through this strategy? You got to look at this. Results. What have been the results been? I'm guessing, since you're here listening to this podcast, that it maybe hasn't created the body that you want for the amount of time that you want. In other words, the rest of your life. Just guessing. Maybe it has. Maybe you're like one of the dry drunks out there who is alcohol-free but really grumpy with life and angry and holding on for dear life at every moment. We don't want that. We want more for you because, heck, why not? We got one life to live. Let's enjoy it. Know what I'm saying? So, liberation strategy, I don't think that's an actual word, the beat yourself up strategy is probably not particularly effective for long-term results. In fact, if you look at the research, there's quite a bit of research out there that shows that punishment and negative feedback doesn't help people attain long-term results. It doesn't help kids, doesn't help adults. It just plain old doesn't work in the long term for creating growth, for creating learning. It doesn't work. That's why, you know, at the extreme end, capital punishment, physically hitting children to keep them in line, sure, it's effective at creating very scared kids who don't do things because they're terrified, but does it teach kids to thrive in life? I don't think so. Okay, so if beating yourself doesn't work, what does work? Well, you could do the opposite. You could be really nice and supportive to yourself. You could feel good about yourself now in your chubby, flubby, foldy, cellulite body, the one that you're not so happy about. You could actually love and accept the body that you have now. You could say, man, I love you, extra weight. I think that you are extremely lovable. So the question comes up, because I know you're asking this. Okay, so I'm Miss or Ms. or Mr. Lovability. Now I'm just going to lie on the sofa all day eating unnaturally colored snack foods. And you think, well, that's not going to work. If I love myself as I am today, I'm just going to get fatter. I'm just going to do nothing and become even lazier than I already think that I am, if that's what you think. It's not going to take me anywhere. And that is the number one objection to being nice to yourself, because we think if we are nice to ourselves, if we find ourselves lovable and likable and generally feel good now in the moment as life unfolds for us, then we're going to do nothing and go nowhere. It's time for a break now, and after the break, we'll be talking about what to do about this particular dilemma. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. If you're new to Inside Out Weight Loss, I suggest you begin at the beginning. You'll hear my story in the prologue and learn the key steps to the program in the early episodes. You'll find a link to the archive at insideoutweightloss.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page and click podcasts. We're back now. So the question arises, how can I feel good now and be motivated to change? Doesn't the very desire to change presuppose that I'm not happy now? So let me ask you this, does the caterpillar crave to become a butterfly? Well, who the heck knows? Personally, I know zip about caterpillar motivation, but I can tell you this. The butterfly happens because change is inevitable. In fact, evolution is inevitable for all of us. It is the very nature of reality that in every moment, changes are happening. So the question then becomes, how do we make those changes the kind that we want? every day in every way, you are recreating your body from a quantum level. In fact, I believe it's every 7 years, every cell in our body, every molecule is switched out. And so every meal that you eat, every drink that you take, every hour that you sleep, you are recreating. You are creating a new you and your body. It's a fluid process. So we do have that opportunity, given that we are creating anyway. You'll want that creating to be in the direction of what you want. Now, let's look at this from a slightly different perspective. You may have heard me talk about this before, because if you think about motivating, let's go back to the idea of kids in school and motivating kids. I don't know if you have kids, but I do, and I can tell you this. My kids respond very well to specific positive feedback. They get motivated and excited and creative. And when they have negative feedback, when they're told that they are doing a crappy job, they sink down in their chairs. My son used to sink down in his chair and put his hoodie over his head so that he could hide, disappear when he had negative feedback. So didn't work so well for them, and I don't think it works so well, as I was saying before, for anybody. Now, positive feedback, on the other hand, when it is specific, not general, and when it is encouraging, then the kids change. I mean, maybe you have a kid or a pet in your life, and you can think about how you encourage that being to thrive. Do you tell your kids that they're worthless pieces of yucky stuff? I hope not. I mean, not that we don't all have our parenting slip-ups, but they probably don't respond so well to that. If you have a pet that you love, don't you want to do the best for your pet? Give your pet water and proper food and exercise. You want to take care of this pet. If you truly love your cat or your dog or your iguana or whatever it is that you keep as a pet, you want to take the best of care of this pet. So now, when it comes to you, if you beat yourself up, that will, as we went over last time, make you feel bad. And food is probably your go-to when you want a quick pick-me-up. So you'll eat more, then you'll feel bad about eating more, which will make you feel really bad, in which case you'll want a quick pick-me-up, which means eating more, otherwise known as the cycle of overeating and no fun. So we're going to turn that cycle in the opposite direction. We're going to create a virtuous cycle. You've heard of vicious. This is the virtuous cycle, where you say something nice to yourself. You think, hey, I'm feeling pretty good. Let me do something good for myself. Let me get into nature. Let me take a break. Let me take a moment to be mindful and to take a deep cleansing and relaxing breath. Even if you're sitting at work or running around or in traffic or who knows what, you think, oh, I need a break. I want to do something nice for myself because I'm worth it. I'm worthy of being treated well. I'm hoping that you learned that when you were growing up, that you do deserve the best, that you do deserve to be treated magnificently, wonderfully. And the first person to do that, the person who has the primary responsibility for that above all others, and I don't care who else is in your life, your partner, your spouse, your boyfriend, your friend, your mother, your father, your goldfish, the primary responsibility for treating yourself like royalty is you. You got to treat yourself well. You're the main man, the main person. So you like yourself, you say nice things to yourself, you start feeling good about yourself, you feel like you're worthy of being treated well, and the next thing you know, you're eating a superfood smoothie. Or whatever it is that you like to eat that makes you feel good in your body. You're going to bed a little bit earlier because you really need some restful sleep. You're getting out in nature. You're taking a walk, you're getting a good workout in, you're doing something that makes you feel that much better. And that first little thing that you do, even if it is just a cleansing breath, a moment of release, a sigh, even that will have a knock-on effect. Now you'll feel a little bit better. You'll think, maybe I should stop working a little earlier today. Maybe I should take a few moments to drink some cool, crisp water to refresh myself. I've been so dehydrated. Ah, that feels so good. Now I'm feeling a little better about myself. Maybe I'll go for a little walk outside when I'm done with work, or I'll stop by the gym and just do, 10 minutes of something just to feel good. Or I'll call up a friend, or I'll listen to my favorite music on the way home instead of the news, which is always so depressing, whatever it is. And so now you're beginning to create a cycle. I feel a little bit better about myself because of that relaxing and renewing breath. Now I'm going to take a moment to do something else nice for me. Now I've done something else nice for me. I'm feeling pretty darn good. It makes me feel like I would like to have some healthy food. Makes me feel like I'd like to get a good night's sleep tonight. The next opportunity, I want to have some serious Z's. And now you've had some rest, you really want to go get some exercise, even if it's just 10 minutes. Do you see the virtuous cycle starting? And it all begins with the simplest of acts, the breath, the release, the moment of presence, the inhalation of fresh air, stepping outside into some natural light, whatever it might be for you. It all begins so simply. I know I've had people tell me, gosh, it's so overwhelming when I think about all the weight that I have to lose and all of the inner work I have to do and all of the exercises in your book. No, just kidding there. Or maybe not. I get overwhelmed. And the response to that is just what we've been talking about. It begins with the simplest of acts, the breath, the moment in natural daylight, the cuddling up to the office plant. I mean, I'm serious. Anything, the cool, crisp water that you choose to drink because you're feeling a little bit parched. It begins with the simplest things. And before you know it, they add up. They start to create a snowball effect. They start to create a momentum all of their own in the direction of health, of well-being, and of fantastic, fit, healthy body. I mean, how awesome is that? Phew. What a relief to know that starting is so very, very simple. We're out of time for today, but I do want to talk to you about how you become nicer to yourself in another episode of Inside Out Weight Loss, because that brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. Inside Out Weight Loss is produced by Andrew Frame of BAFSoundworks.com. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet to help you develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.